We are No BS Women. We are women losing weight, physically and mentally. We are redefining how we think about ourselves, our future, and doing it all while building an amazing relationship with the most important person in the world, ourselves.
Before No BS, my life was full of dieting and restriction and not believing in myself and not thinking that I could lose the weight. I was the person that thought I was never going to lose my weight.
I was starting a new diet every Monday and then fuck it eating by noon because I was trying to starve myself and just really feeling like food was my enemy at that point.
I do feel like there was a lot more grasping at trying to find, you know, not even trying to find ways to lose weight, but trying to find ways to feel like I have more control, more power, more agency.
Out of control. I've always used food to, you know, try to calm my nerves, answer my anxiety, you know, deal with my stress.
I had tried every diet known to man. I knew there was something missing and something inside of me knew it had to do with the way I was thinking about food.
Life before No BS was a bit of a roller coaster. It feels like with No BS, there's actual movement forward. I think there's a sense of empowerment with No BS that I personally did not feel with other diets.
I recently went on a vacation. I went into it thinking, I'm gonna gain weight. I always gain weight on a vacation, and my awesome accountability group was like, no, you're not. And I came back and I lost not one, not two, but 3 pounds on that vacation in a week.
The connections that I have made with women, I never could have dreamed I could have been friends with at this point in my life.
I love the No BS community. You will get tons of help. You're never on your own. You will just always get the help you need.
It's not only helped me with my weight loss, but it helps with a number of other things. I feel like No BS has given me a lot of control back in my life.
I'm not feeling deprived anymore. I know I can eat whatever I want to eat.
This is the best method for me.
I've been an overeater all my life. So eating to enough, learning to listen to my body and eat to enough has been amazing. I can eat whatever I want. I can eat it when I want. And that's like mind-blowing, I think, is probably the word for me.
I created No BS to give you a place to not only learn how to lose weight, but a place you can feel safe, supported, and motivated to do it in. I want you to have a place where you can work on your weight loss goals and a place where you can create the best version of you. Are you ready? All right, y'all. Let me get this screen going for you. If you want to hear about No BS, I am fixing to rail about it. It's going to be awesome. Y'all know me. I like my railing. Okay. Tell me in the chat. Can you see my screen okay? Just give me a thumbs up. Yes. Perfect. All right. So is No BS right for you? Number one, you know it's right for you if you keep trying restrictive diets and you end up quitting, rebelling, or you're regaining your weight. You know it's right for you if you want to enjoy what you eat, but you do not know how to do that with control just yet. It's one of those things that you're still like not able to do. Your main support system is just you. And your mind acts like an asshole most of the time when it's supposed to be supporting you. You know it's right for you if you've done a ton of diets and none of them are how you want to live your life. And you're sick and tired of wanting to lose weight, but you're scared to death that you can't. That's really who No BS is for. I have a very targeted person that I want. I want someone who literally has tried it all. I want someone who feels hopeless. I want the hard cases. That's what I want. I want the people who have been shit on by the diet industry and think that it's your fault. And I'm going to talk to you about that in a moment. But here's what our members are. Our members, they actually have a hard time relaxing at night without eating. They come to us wanting to figure that shit out. They feel like they'll miss out or can't say no to foods. You saw it today. Members of our group who still are like having these thoughts, and we're continuing to massage them, work on them, and disprove them. Our members constantly are like, they experience fuck it eating when they think they've messed up or can't do what they need to do. We work really hard on trying to help you overcome all of those fuck it eats. Like, oh my God, I screwed up, so I might as well eat the rest. Or, you know, well, I didn't plan to eat Doritos at 10 o'clock in the morning in the RV, so I might as well, you know, eat my Doritos all the way to Boise, Idaho all day long in the RV because I done screwed up. Our members have a lifetime of failed diets and they blame themselves for it. And a lot of our members are triggered to overeat and they just don't know why. They come to us. Like, this is the people that come to me. And this is the things that we work on all the time. Because like, they'll get on the scale. Well, I lost weight, so I ate. What's up with that? Oh, I didn't lose weight, so I ate. Hey, what's up with that? I don't understand why I do good all day and at 5 o'clock, it goes off the rails. I don't understand why sometimes I'm fine, but God, the first time stuff feels, if I feel anxious, if I feel overwhelmed, here I am eating. I don't understand why when I go on vacation, I do so good and I have so many plans. I go on vacation, it all goes out the window. These are the things that we work on. This is why I don't give out diet plans. This is why I don't count calories. This is why I don't tell you what foods are good and bad. This is why I don't do any of that stuff. Because none of those things address these things. This is what stops weight loss. So if you're ready for a change and you're tired of thinking about weight loss all the time, probably ready for no BS. Because losing weight is more than your calories. It's more than working out. And it's more than forcing yourself to just be good. Here's the thing. Typical diets are failing you. For every single person, I just want you to, like, seriously, put your hand over your heart for just a second. This is a big thing that we do inside the membership. I put my hand over my heart all the time because, one, it signals to my heart, I am protecting you. It signals to my inner child, who is worried that we will always be bullied, that we will never be accepted, that me as an adult's got you. And I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to tell yourself, I have not failed diets. If my diets didn't address restriction, if it didn't address eating with control, if it didn't address my self-talk, if it didn't address how I wanted to live my life, if it didn't address having a hard time relaxing without food, being afraid that I'm going to miss out, if it didn't address bucket eating, if it didn't address that stuff, the diets failed me. They did not take into account the root cause problems. That is things like childhood trauma. And I don't mean big T trauma. I'm talking about like me as a 10-year-old having kids stand up in the room and chant how fat I was. My father checking out of my life, but then when I would see him, the first thing he'd do is comment on my weight. My elderly grandmother, if I see her to this day, first question that comes out of her mouth is, what do you weigh? And should I do Weight Watchers? And she's in her 80s. What people said and did left all of us with food trauma. And you need a diet program that addresses it. But not all of us have that. Some of us just, it's relationships. Relationships are some of the biggest weight loss influencers. Food plays a role. We've been talking about it all day with our family, our friends, and our social life. If it's not addressing the stage of life we're in, we had one mom with three littles. We have some women who are empty nesters and they're traveling all the time. Your diets, your weight loss programs have to address the stage of life you're in. Your daily stress. It needs to be addressing your morning rush, your clothes being too tight, cranky family, the news, demanding jobs, small kids, and the major life stresses. Your weight loss program has to teach you how to deal with infertility, illnesses, chronic pain, kids with special needs, elderly parents that you're caring for, divorces, grieving, job transitions. That's why diets have failed you. No BS. We don't do the calories. We don't do the macros. We ain't going to restrict your foods. We're going to focus on how to be in charge of your food and your life by getting to the heart of your problems. And so we're going to show you how to solve the root causes of your overeating, maybe for the first time ever. Make saying no to bullshit eating easier on you. Build a food life that helps you lose weight without losing your mind in the process. Feel better without food. Change your body image, your self-talk, and rules around what you can and can't eat. Maintain the weight once it's lost and have a social life that doesn't revolve just around what you're eating. We talked about that a lot today. So here's a little behind the scenes of what No BS is like. When you first join, you are going to go through our new member quick start. On the home screen, it's six simple steps. Do this, 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 and this. I try to make everything but as simple. Here's your quick start. Welcome to the family. The first thing I do is welcome your ass with us. I'm sure I'm crying in the video. I don't know when I don't cry, to be honest. Lesson three is one of the most important. Every new member can schedule a new member onboarding meeting. It's small groups of five. They come together with one of our onboarding specialists and we answer your questions. We take the scaries out of all of it. We calm your nerves down. And I want you to have a personal start to No BS. It's very important to me that this program feels intimate and personal to you. And everywhere I can, I try to add that intimacy in it. Then you're going to take your weight loss course. So you'll finish your little quick start. It takes less than 15 minutes. You'll have your little call where you can ask all the questions you want. And then you're going to take the course. We have a whole basics cheat sheet so that you can like one pager, print it and put it up somewhere so she never forgets your four basics. We have a No BS planner. I showed you mine with the assessment that we all use. It's digital. You can use it on your iPads, on your devices, or you can simply save it onto your computer, type in your shit every day, or you can print the damn thing. We even give you instructions on how to print it at a FedEx and have it shipped to you if that's what you want. We try to make everything personal and special. And then you'll start the course. So here's an example of our planner that you'll use as you complete the course, your 24-hour plan. We give a habit tracker and a weekly weigh-in and assessment. So lesson one, like the very first module, is all about the four basics. We are going to set you up for weight loss success. I'm going to cover them in depth. The videos, we try to keep them less than 10 minutes. Some are 12 minutes, but I don't want you burdened by weight loss. I want it to fit a busy lifestyle. We try to make sure No BS is designed for a busy lifestyle. And then anybody who wants to, if you want to make it your life and your world, you can, but it's designed to be quick and done. So in the basics, you get a checklist with every module. There's that doable hunger cheat sheet. We try to give you things that'll make your whole weight loss life easier. The next module is module two. This is where we get into all that thought work. Remember all day long, I've been telling you, you got to get to those root cause problems. You know, we're going to have to quit talking to ourselves like an asshole. This is where we break down how to do that. So for a lot of you, it's like, oh my God, my inner self-talk is that of a bitch, blah-de-blah-de-blah. This is where we start unwinding all of that. And this is, I think, the most important module that we have. The one on module three, so once we got our brain going, we know our basics. We got our brain going. We're talking better to ourselves. We're cheerleading and encouraging, learning all about that intrinsic motivation. Then we go to module three. This is where, all right, what overeats am I doing? Because just because I know the basics doesn't mean they're all just going to work automatically. I'm going to teach you that this is a process. You do not have to eat perfectly to lose weight. We have to learn through our mistakes what we need to solve. And as we solve them, we're losing weight all along the way. So one of the most famous lessons that we have is lesson 6, no more nighttime meltdowns. I go over the 6 reasons why we go to shit at night and what to do about it. And then we come to future you, where I want to help you bridge the gap between where you are now and where you want to be. One of the most important lessons that we have in there is called the real skills of weight loss, where I talk to you about knowing the difference between your emotional needs and physical needs. I talk to you about you have to learn how to support yourself in the moments when you are wishing that other people would. Another big skill of weight loss is no longer equating your physical weight with your self-worth. We start talking and teaching you about what the real skills are. And then we even give you the strategy to do it. So if you want to no longer equate your physical weight with your self-worth, your strategy is every week you're going to weigh in using our weigh-in worksheet to find out what you're doing right in your weight loss, instead of always thinking about what you're doing wrong. Then you can subscribe to our calendar. So people are like, well, how do I stay on track? I know you've got coaching calls. You said you do Wednesday classes. The course is just something self-paced. You just do that all on your own in less than 5 hours total. You'll be through it. So you can take a week or you can take a month to get all the way through it. It does not matter. We also have weekly support. So we have live calls that are happening that go into our on-demand library. Most people never attend the live calls. I think 90% of our members do not attend live calls. 10% do. 90% of them are listening to them in replay. So all you got to do is subscribe to our calendar. And you only attend calls that you think are going to help you. If it's not helpful, if it doesn't pertain to you, guess what? Skip it. This is like Netflix. You're not going to go to Netflix and be like, oh my God, there's 1,000 movies. I only like 300 of them. I guess I have to watch the other 700 to get my monthly subscription like worth it. No. You listen to what you want and that will be impactful, and you don't waste your time on anything else. So here's a glance at our calendar. Notice how there's calls. All the times are there. You can subscribe so that you never miss one, or you can subscribe to them individually. If you want, you can just be like, tell me all the calls. I just want to always be reminded. Or you can be like, nope, I want a tailored experience. Here's what I want. I only want to be reminded of this one. And I only want to be reminded of this one. You get to choose. The whole thing is we got to make weight loss work for us. Then all of those live calls that the majority of you are never going to attend live, you are going to find them in the video replays. It's our on-demand library. When you join, you are going to get access to everything I've ever said, everything an ever coach has ever said. We archive after about 18 months, but you will be able to select by topic what you'd like to see. You also can use our private member podcast. The reason why I'm down here on the phone is because we also give you every replay in a private member podcast. So you can take it on the go with you. So one of the important things that I wanted to make sure that our program had is real life support so that your weight loss can be easier. We have 3 different ways we make this happen. The first way is called Ask a Coach. You type in your question. You give it a title. You wait 24 to 48 hours. You get an answer from one of our coaches. All you do is you go back to the page, find your topic, and you read what the coach told you to do and helped you with. You also get to see what everybody else is asking. And you get to be like, oh my God, I have the same problem. Oh my God. She's going through the same thing. And you get to read all those answers too. We call it the Google hole of weight loss. It is the best Google version of weight loss. And it's all anonymous. You don't have to worry about anybody knowing that you asked the question. Then we have accountability groups and partner program. where we will put you with people. We will give you a group and we will give you as many as you need. If you join a group, y'all don't hit it off, sign back up. So like, I need to hit it off with that group. Give me another go. You can try on as many groups as you want until you find the perfect fit. We also have an amazing Facebook group. You've heard people talk about it in the videos. Our Facebook group is not shady. I don't tolerate no bullshit. I want you all to imagine, do you think Corinne would allow bullshit to go down in her Facebook group? Oh, that's a hell no. We love each other. We respect each other and we honor each other. We support each other. That is the culture that I am building. And that is the culture we live and breathe. And so we have a Facebook group that is very supportive and we have tons of subgroups. We have like a 55 plus group that's super active. Kids with unique needs. We have an exercisers group, the people who love to move. We have groups for special diets, all kinds of stuff. We have an LGBTQ plus group. We have a women of color group. We have subgroups that you can join if you want a more intimate conversation. For those of you with 100 pounds to lose or more, we have a group for you. We have a weight loss surgery support group. We have a lot of Facebook groups that you can choose to be in or choose not to be in. You do not have to be on Facebook to do our program. Facebook is where we chat and commune. Everything else with weight loss happens on the website. We just use the groups as a place to get to know people if you want to do that. So we help with all the shit that drives you to eat. We also have, once you finish the NoBS weight loss course, if you want to do some more self-study courses, we give you a quiz at the end of the course, and it will tell you, this is the area you should focus on. So some people need more help with the basics. We have Basics 2.0, a deep dive into 24-hour plan, how to get into action. If maybe your thing is like, I got a lot of scale drama, scale is triggering me, all the things. We have a class on stalls and plateaus. We have a class called the Regain Solution. We have a class on conquering the scale and developing a better relationship with it. But we will give you a quiz and it will tell you the next best bunch of courses that might help you continue to lose weight. So this is just a few of the pictures of some of our courses. They're just like the NoBS course. They come with a guide. They come with cheat sheets, videos. This is trusting your body. This is what a lot of our binge eaters take because my best friend is a binge eater. She is a coach in that. She does a guest call every month for it. And we also have things in there that will help you with just like if you feel like you have like distrust with your body. So, for all of you, because you're on the workshop, and I'm literally saying this with a red screen because we are going to edit this out. A lot of people did not choose to come to this workshop. They did not buy it. And so they will not get this offer. But for all of you, you can start losing weight today for only $40. You can use the code SUMMER19 with no space, SUMMER19 before June 8th. So that you don't lose the $19 you already invested in the summer reset. We're going to let you apply that $19 to your first month of membership. So if you go to joinnobs.com right now, go ahead and get signed up. Like, don't wait till June 8th. If you think this is the program for you, jump on it. This is what I hate. Like, if you really are thinking this might be for you, do not spend the next few days debating, anguishing, being like, well, you know how many times you failed? Well, you know, you've never been able to do it before, blah, 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 blah. Then at the last minute, come screaming in on two wheels. Don't extend the misery. And don't lose the $19. Just apply it and try it. It's $40. And look at all, if you think today was good, oh my God, the private member podcast alone is going to like flip your wig. So just for my team, special offer only for worksheet participants. So you can edit this out because everybody else in the world is going to get like, they're going to know you can join right now and they're not going to get to apply the $19. All right. So you might be thinking I should be able to do this on my own. Look, you need to ask yourself this. Is my current self-esteem, confidence, and self-talk at a level that would allow me to do it on my own? Or am I just saying that because I'm shitting on myself? Like, you should know better. You shouldn't have to pay to lose weight. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. If you need help, then you get to gift yourself that. That is not like a punishment. That's called smart. Anytime I've ever wanted to figure something out, I've gone out and hired someone to teach me how to do it. If I wanted to learn how to lift weights, I wouldn't just like roll up in the gym and throw my back out. I'd probably like, can I buy 3 sessions and somebody teach me how to do this? If your kid's struggling in math, would you be like, you should be able to figure it out. There's no way I'm getting a tutor. No, you would never think that stuff. Why would you choose to think that about weight loss? You might be thinking, I'm going to see how the summer goes. Nobody with no one to turn to when those moments are hard. Who are you going to talk to about the shit we were talking about too today? How many people in your real life can you talk about FOMO? Being afraid you're going to scare your kid if you cry, so you eat Doritos instead. How many people are going to get what we go through in our head? And you need support in those moments. That's why I give you so much support in the program. And then you might be thinking, I don't know if this is going to work. Here's the deal. No success story thought it was going to work on day one. It doesn't matter if you believe it'll work. You know what matters? Will you get started? I talked to you about it again, the beginning of the day. You have to start to be motivated. You have to keep going in order to believe. You have to do some of this work in order to start getting results and seeing the impact. We can't keep waiting on years and years of you talking like a butthole for yourself so that this magic day, you're going to wake up and believe. One of my friends, the best thing she ever says in her podcast is, we all think there's a day that we're just going to wake up and we're going to be our most motivated self. And suddenly we're going to do everything right. And all of our hopes and dreams, like, I'm going to wake up one day and that's just going to happen. That never happens. At some point, we all wake up one day and we just start. And for a lot of us, when you're scared, it means you got to use courage. You only need courage when there's fear. When I started, when all the other people started, I have never talked to a single person and them tell me, Corinne, on day one, I just knew it was going to happen. And it was easy from that day on. They all say, I was scared as fuck. I didn't think it was going to happen. I was just willing to try one more time. Because I was going to talk to myself like a jerk about my weight. So I might as well risk talking to myself like a jerk if it fails. And those of you who say, I can't take one more failure, bullshit. You said that before the last time and you're still here and you're still trying and you're still in the game. You obviously handle failure well because it's not stopping you. No one would be on this call right now if you couldn't handle a failure. It's because you did handle it and you want better. So talk better to yourself about it. Give yourself some fucking credit for being here. And then last, that kind of thinking keeps you on the fence, wishing you'd do better instead of getting that help that you need to just do the damn thing already. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to type in the Q&A. I'm on the fence because, and tell me why, and I'll speak to it, but it needs to be, you're on the fence because of something I hadn't talked about. You already know that if you're scared and doubting, that's not a good reason. Not anymore. We just got through saying every successful person who's lost weight on day one was scared shitless. Every successful person I've ever helped lose weight, no one's come in and said, this is the first time I've ever had to lose weight. Every woman has come in and said, I have failed 1,000 times. That's why. And that's why she got started, because she realized the diets failed her. Susan says, I'm on the fence because I'm not sure I have the time to listen and do all this work. It's five, like in the next month, 5 hours, 10 minute lessons. Can you find Susan? Type in the Q&A. Where do you have 10 minutes every other day to put weight loss back on the priority list? And then you take one thing and you make a plan. So we do a lesson every few days, and then we make a daily plan. And that daily plan, legit, y'all, somebody said earlier when, like, I was sitting there dicking around trying to get the sound to work, she made her plan while I did that. Plans take 2 to 3 minutes. Do you know what takes so long with weight loss? Negotiating if you should eat this or not. Starting and stopping all the time. Googling the next diet plan. Counting calories. Trying to figure out your macros. Measuring your food. Going to the gym for an hour or two a day. Those diets do take a lot of time. Mine is not structured that way. If a diet takes a lot of your time, you're doing it wrong. It should fit your life. You should not have to rearrange your life around it. That's why I give you private member podcasts. Most of y'all, like, you know how I take a shower? Phone, earbuds, wash my hair. If I don't want to wear the earbuds, the phone sits under a towel and plays lessons. As my papa said, bark don't taste bitter to the hungry squirrel. Those who won't will do. I am on the fence about paying $59 a month. I know I really need the camaraderie though. Why are you on the fence about $59 a month? I mean, you can cancel at any time. So if you're not using it, then I would suggest you leave. But I, like, you haven't really said why you're on the, what is it about paying $59 a month? Is it, I'm afraid I won't do it? If your thought is, I'm afraid I won't commit, then here's what I would do right now. I would ask myself, just like, if you had a half a fucking day to commit to this, those of you are saying you don't have time, you had a half a day. And I'm only asking for 12 minutes of your time every day to prioritize what you're going to eat and to listen to something that'll motivate your ass. That is all we're asking for. That is all a diet should take. And when you make that plan, you do not have to sit there and stand in front of your fucking fridge every night when I don't know what I'm going to eat. I hope I do good. We save all that time. Y'all are not even thinking about all the time you're wasting in your life. It's like less than $2 a day. Some of us need to just realize, like, am I worth freaking $2 a day? Am I worth $2 a day in 12 minutes? And I'm just going to tell y'all, I feel bad for us women. We are at a point in the world where 12 minutes a day and $2 makes us feel guilty, like it's impossible. I would love to know what the hell's going on in our lives where $2 and 12 minutes is Mount Vesuvius. That is just what the studies taught us over time. They keep telling us we're not worth it. They keep telling us we got to go to work and we got to be like a hot mama and we got to be able to take care of the kids on the top. At some point, if we want society to change, we have to stop operating by society's rules. We create our own. Instead of saying I would waste my money, say I'm going to make this an investment. Instead of saying I feel guilty for spending this money on me. I feel guilty for spending this time on me. Ask yourself, how are the people I love the most in my life going to benefit from this? A lot of you are moms, and you're like I was back in the day. My child is so much better off because of the day that I decided to take care of me. We've had a better relationship. I have steered him better in his eating habits. All of these years talking better to myself, I have been able to hear when he's not talking good about himself and been able to help him change that dialogue. So when you feel guilty about spending money on you, when you feel guilty about the time, number one, just get accurate about what it really is. It's less than $2 a day. Most of us are eating more than $2 a day in extra food. One of the things that our members talk to us all the time is they start adding up how their grocery bills have come down. They're not buying fuck it food anymore. They've realized they don't need to serve themselves so much so they can buy like, you know, a half a pound less of chicken. They can cut back on that grocery bill. And they're like, hell, I'm saving money. And then their medicines start going away. Let's see. I'm looking for questions. Hey, if you can like turn off some of the ones that aren't actually questions. I'm starting a new business and I'm scared to death it'll be too much. Here's the thing. I own three businesses. So I just started a new one 8 weeks ago, bought a restaurant, and I own another membership that I started almost a year ago. So here's my best advice for that. I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to keep my weight off and be able to like basically run three different businesses. And I decided to write about this. How will I be a better business owner by taking care of myself? How will not eating my way through building a business be better for the business and be better for me? Losing the weight does not take time, Rochelle. It's 12 minutes a day. Your business will be better for it. What is it that you're like, I'm building a business. It's going to take all this time. Yeah, that means you don't have time to be eating when you should be working. You need to learn how to not eat while you're building a business. You need to learn how to not eat because you're nervous, because you're scared, because you're worried about putting yourself out there. You need to learn how to not eat because you're worried about what people might think of you. You need to learn how to eat in the moments when you had a lot of balls in the air. A lot of you need to be here during the life's toughest times. Do not wait until life's perfect. Perfect life's not coming. There's never a right time. There's never a perfect moment. There's never like when this moment's over. Do you know the best time to lose weight? Is when shit's hitting the fan. Because if you can lose weight while shit's hitting the fan, it will be a cakewalk when that perfect moment comes, when you're home all the time, when the kids are out of school, whatever it is. Think about it. I don't know why we are like, you know, when I'm really stressed, I don't want to try to lose weight then. I don't want to learn how to deal with my stress without food. I want to eat my face off while that goes on so that when I'm not stressed, I can do it in an environment that's not real. And then I'm wondering, I don't know why I keep regaining weight. It's so confusing. I'm afraid I'll join and love it. Then at some point, I'd be ready to graduate and I'd never have a group like this again. Do members stay in for years and years? Oh, God, yeah. Members, I've got members that have been here since 2007. You don't have to leave. Most of my members, first of all, we have a maintenance program. So if you love it, you can go through the maintenance program. The majority of them stay because they're like, well, this is therapy. I can pay a therapist $150 an hour, or I can get coached anytime I want. I can have support. We are constantly, like a lot of our calls are about life's shit. Just like today is a good example. We're coaching about going on vacation. What did I coach on? Connecting with our loved ones. We coached on teaching our children that crying is not scary. We are root cause weight loss, and we also are root cause having the best life you can. We have grief calls periodically. We have all kinds of calls. We even have what's called the elder call, which is not for people over 70. The elder call is any of our members that have been over here for a year We have a special call for them because they're so passionate about the community and they want to get coached on other things. A lot of them have lost weight. They want to get coached on other things. They want to work on other areas of their life. And we help them with that. Corinne, who spells it just like me, awesome, is asking, I'm on the fence because I've always gained it back. That's going back to your past. I know you've always gained it back. So the question is, are you going to allow us to teach you how to do it differently this time? So you don't need to gain it back because you didn't learn what you need to learn. And I'm afraid of plans. Let us teach you how not to be afraid of those anymore. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to make a plan and be like, I love this plan. Like most people are afraid of plans because anytime they've done a plan, they've been hard and restrictive, nothing like what they want. The way I teach you to do plans is like, it's filled with food you picked, you like, you're going to eat it when you're hungry. You're going to learn how to stop it enough so that you can have it anytime. If you had that relationship with the plan, you wouldn't be afraid of it. You'd be like, fuck me, I can't wait to make my plan today. Well, we have it. That's what we're going to be working on. What is the age of your oldest member? Oh, that's such a good question. The oldest I've ever coached was 78. That doesn't mean that's our eldest member, but I've coached a 78-year-old. We have a lot of 55 plus. We have quite a few women in their 70s now. I call them my grandmas, and my grandmas love me and I love them. Don't get me started with my grandmas because last month we had a little movement challenge inside of our membership. And the reason why I wanted to move them is because I wanted my grandmas especially to get more mobility. So I hired a mobility specialist to come into our group and talk about how to start moving your body when you have chronic pain and things you can do with dealing with chronic pain and ailments. So she came in twice last month just to address that population because I have quite a few members who deal with all of that. And I just tend to attract, I think because I have such a no bullshit attitude, I do attract a lot of women who are like, I've done every diet. I don't want to do those no more. Like you saw Cindy, she's 67. My mom, who answers basically emails for y'all, she's 65 and lost 120 pounds. So we have a lot of team members on our team that are in their 60s too. I want a very diverse team. I have like three or four youngins. I've got three or four in their 60s. And then the rest of us are, you know, in the middle. We're somewhere in our 40s and 50s. We're seasoned. I'm on the fence because I should try fasting instead. I'm not a fan of fasting, Jane. Anybody that does it, that's fine. But there's a lot of emerging science around fasting in women and how it really screws up our hormones. So I just, me personally, I'm not a fan of the fasting, but that's a very individual decision. I don't make my members do anything. I would just want to know like why you want to fast. If it's literally because of blood sugar issues and stuff, if it's a medical thing, great. But a lot of times people want to fast because they think it'll control their eating. It doesn't always work. And it doesn't, like Pam said, it doesn't address the mental things that go along. So if you are going to do fasting, you should definitely be doing the mental work because fasting is going to trigger deprivation. It's going to trigger restriction thoughts. It's probably going to trigger good food, bad food thinking. It's going to, usually what it does, it triggers you to ignore your body's signals. So you're eating according to a clock. You're eating according to something external. You're not actually listening to what your body needs. So sometimes you might be overriding hunger that actually needs to be addressed. So that could be lowering your metabolism. I'm on the fence because I'm on a heavy duty medication that works against weight loss. Can you have a, yeah, you need a relationship with the medication. Most people that come to me saying like, it's the menopause, it's a medication and stuff, end up losing weight because we work on pity eating. Here's pity eating. Well, I'll just have an extra bite, you know, because taking medicine makes it hard for me to lose weight. Well, I'm going to have this snack because you know it's really hard for me to lose weight. Fuck it. I'm going out this weekend because you know it's really hard for me to lose weight on this medication. Same thing with menopause. We also do a lot of this, saying things like, well, my medication needs food with it, so I'm going to have some chips. Like, we're eating like a jackass. Like, most of the time when food needs something with it, needs a small vessel at best. No one said, go to Golden Corral and have a buffet. It's like, have a piece of fucking toast, a banana. But a lot of us are using it as a, like, a portal to eating other shit, and we're blaming medication. So we have to be like, we have to have a relationship with the medication or anything that we perceive. I always tell people, before you blame medicines and before you blame health conditions and stuff, let's cut out pity eating. Let's cut out fuck it eating. Let's cut out mindless snacking. Let's cut out eating that says it won't be good enough. This won't be enough. Let's cut all that out and let's just see what happens. We do that. Most of the time, people see they can lose some weight. Losing my voice. I'm on the fence because I've had success as a groupie. A groupie just means you listen to the podcast. But I've stalled for 2 months. I know I can do it just by listening to the Spotify podcast, but have not been putting in the reflection work. That's the problem. I don't do the reflection work in the podcast. A lot of people come to me because the podcast focuses on actions. We do not dive deep into the mindset in the podcast. The mindset, you need to be able to ask the questions. Jen, you need to be able to take, like, why you think you're on a, like, you're not on a stall. This is the other thing the podcast doesn't address. Nobody's on a stall for 2 months. You know what you are? Overeating now. You're eating at maintenance. We need to call it what it is. It's not a stall. If the scale isn't moving in 2 months, you ain't doing all the things. You're not doing the mental side. You're not, like, because this is what we do. We listen to the podcast, like, yeah, the Kryn says we can eat whatever we want, but we're not running it through the lens of, I can eat whatever I want, but I got to make sure I'm hungry. I got to make sure I stop it enough. I also can eat anything I want. I got to figure out, am I plugging these foods in because I have a love affair with them, or am I plugging these foods in because I've really decided my goals are worth it? I know how it makes me feel. I've tracked how I sleep after I eat them. I've done all that. There's so much deeper work inside the membership. The average comment when somebody goes from listening to the podcast for a while, they jump into the membership is like, oh shit, I didn't think it could be better. It makes the podcast look sad. This is what people usually tell me. Like, we get comment after comment every single week of people joining us like, holy shit, I had no clue what I was missing out on. All right. I think that's going to be it. Here's what I would tell all of you. Go join. I have covered about every bullshit reason, every fear, and every hesitation. At the base of it, I just want you to know there's a sentence in your mind that's making things hard. There's nothing really going on. There's some sentence that you keep repeating that feels hard. I want you to do yourself a solid. And I want you to say, I'm going to write about what are all the positive things that could happen, why this could be the best decision I ever made, why this, I could be wrong about this time. I might actually be a success. If every other success story was wrong on day one, why not me? I want you to give yourself a concept called equal airtime. If you're still on the fence, I want you to take your shitty thought that keeps you stuck on that fence that does not feel good. Because when we're on the fence, that means we're weighing, should we or shouldn't we? And we feel torn and we feel like ass. I want you to quickly make a decision. And so either just do it because you're like, look, she's already answered it. I am not going to get any more brave. I am not going to get any more, like my fear is not going to go down. The best thing I can do for myself is be courageous. The best thing I can do for myself is hold my nose and fucking jump. Or you make a quick decision by saying, like, here are the thoughts I have, but here's everything I'm not thinking. Here's all the good that could come out of it. I owe it to myself to not just tell one side of the story. I want to know the positive side too. And then I'll make a decision. Make a well-informed one, not a half-assed decision. A half-assed decision only takes into consideration your fears. Taking only your fears in consideration is never going to get you where you want to go. www.joinnobs.com. Don't lose your $19, $40. I'll make you holler. Y'all have a good one. Thank you for coming to the summer reset. Bye, y'all.